A second vaping-related death has been reported in New York State. The state health department reports the man was in his 30s, lived in Manhattan, and had a history of vaping. E-cigarettes present a new challenge to healthcare professionals in the fight against tobacco use. Today is the annual Great American Smokeout, the day set aside for smokers to take just one day off from the habit and perhaps begin a new tobacco-free life. Aaron Siniscalli is the director of St. Peter's Health Partners Community Health Programs. She says research on the harm from vaping is a new area of study.
We really don't know what to expect. We don't know what's causing all these illnesses. We don't know what the long-term effects of vaping is. And it's really scary. We didn't know that about cigarettes when they first came out. And look at all that we've learned about them since then.
Where are we with cigarettes? How many people roughly smoke? How many young people smoke? I know the smoking rate has dropped steadily over the years, but it has kind of plateaued, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, we're close to around 12% in New York State, which is tremendous, and that's been our goal for many years. So we're very excited that we got to that point. We need to maintain that, though. We need to continue the funding for tobacco control programs like we do at St. Peter's Health Partners, where we work in the community to help curb tobacco use. Because when we stop doing that, we've seen this in other states, the smoking rate starts to increase again. So even though it's relatively low, lowest it's ever been in New York State, there's still 2 million smokers in the state. And the youth smoking rate has dropped tremendously. But again, with the uptick of e-cigarettes and vape products, we're seeing those rates skyrocket. And then we're seeing more youth interested in trying conventional cigarettes. And that's a big concern. We feel like the vaping industry is going to be turning things in the wrong direction for us.
Let's talk about tobacco cessation programs, how somebody can stop smoking and stop smoking permanently. What are some of the best programs for that? We talk about cold turkey. Most people try cold turkey. They get back to it, and maybe eventually it works. But what are some of the programs that do work?
So the best method of quitting smoking is to combine some type of therapy or counseling, whether that be the New York State Smokers Quit Line, talking to a healthcare provider, talking, in a group support program, just really talking to other people who know about quitting and can help you, combined with medication. So there are 7 different pharmacotherapies that are recommended and approved for tobacco cessation. So we highly recommend anyone who wants to quit, try one of those or try 2 at the same time. You can do that as well. So when you combine that counseling component with the medication, we see the best success rate ever.
That's interesting. How does counseling help in addiction?
You know, it's multi-prone approach, but really I think what happens is that someone is held accountable by somebody else. So they have that person that they want to prove that they can succeed with. They have that support person. And so just having that discussion and knowing that someone's going to check on you, someone's going to see how you're doing, someone's there to support you, is just that in and of itself is helpful. And I think a lot of times too, smokers, they have no idea really what's in a cigarette. And just like they didn't really know much about it when they started smoking as a teenager, usually 12, 13 years old, they don't know much about it and how to quit. You know, no one really knows how to quit until they start learning how. And you can be taught by other people like a healthcare provider or a counselor from the Smokers Quit Line. So just learning how, getting that support, that's what the counseling component really does for someone.
It's that time of the year again, the Great American Smokeout. Tell us a little bit about that. It's an effort of one day to stop smoking, and perhaps one day can turn into 2 and 3 and 4.
That's exactly true. So if someone can go one day, 24 hours without smoking, we know that they'll be 10 times more successful at quitting smoking in the long term. So just going through that one day starts the process, gets them into that mindset of trying to quit. And we do recommend you have a plan in place, that we don't just all go cold turkey on the Great American Smokeout, but that someone has a plan in place, that they try it for a day, and if that doesn't work for them, that they make another quit date in the future.
There's a new smoking age in New York, or I should say a tobacco purchase age in New York. It recently went from 18 to 21. How hopeful are you that will help?
We were so excited when Tobacco 21 passed in New York State. And what that means is that we're essentially getting tobacco products out of the high schools. So whereas before, if you had an 18-year-old student, and there were many of them in the high school, they could purchase cigarettes for all their friends and others within the high school. Now that age, being 21, has been taken out of that group.
Aaron Siniscalli is the director of St. Peter's Health Partners Community Health Programs.